Good morning. We continue with Chayodim Klal Dalad Simin Vav, and we're talking about the issues of Kol Bi'ishei Erva. There is a Gemara in the Gila which says a concept called Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy, that having two people read something together simultaneously is problematic. So therefore, the halacha is that you can't have two people which are reading from the Torah at the same time, because you cannot hear either voice properly. The Gemara does continue and says that doesn't apply to Megillah, because since Megillah is chaviva, it's something which is dear to a person, something which is, it happens once a year, the story is exciting, etc. So the chaviva is, a person is able to put their focus and hear the sound of the person reading the Megillah properly, even though the multiple people are reading together. So just as an aside, we mentioned this once before. So a person gets an aliyah. The law says that the person who gets an aliyah is supposed to read along with the Baal Kareh. The Shulchan Aruch in one place writes that if a person gets an aliyah, he doesn't read along, it's potentially a concern of that his bracha was a bracha levatala. Really, the ikur din is that the Ola is supposed to read. The Baal Kareh is there to sort of prompt the Ola for the reading. So the Ola definitely, the right to say a bracha is based on the fact that the Ola is reading along. There is another place where, in the case that that's not necessarily true, that b'diavad, at least if a person did not read along, he still would be yodzei, and that is the halacha. But there is a concern of Sheikh Kol Mishtamoy, that people are machmed to read along. If they read along very loudly, that people hear both voices, you have a problem that now the people which are listening are not yodzei kriyas haTorah, because they can't hear either voice based on the rule of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy. And the Morse simply says this in regards to two people reading from the Sefer Torah at the same time. So a person, when they read along, they should read along quietly, loud enough that it should be audible to themselves, but really not audible to anybody else. So now, getting back to Zemiros, there's an argument to say that we should apply the rule of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy to the din of Zemiros, or when people are singing together. This could be in two scenarios, multiple women singing together without any men, or men and women singing together. The more insight definitely discourages, the more has a strong language in regards to men and women singing together, that it causes the Yetzirah to be involved amongst them. So let's leave that for now. But what about the fact that you have a group of women singing together? Is there a problem? Is there an argument to Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy? So this idea is mentioned in the Sefer Sridei Eish from Rabbi Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg, one of the Gedolei Talmidei Slobodka. He mentioned such an issue. He was presented with this question by youth groups in France and in Germany before World War II. There was many people had become reform, and there was a effort to bring them back. And in the process of bringing them back, these youth groups that they were developing, something akin to what we have in America, bringing public school children in, they enforcing that there should be no singing by the women would be very difficult. Was there any leniency to allow the girls to sing along with the boys? Then that process of having them sing gets them connected, etc. Is there any leniency to do that? So the name of the group which this was addressed to was a group called Yeshurun, and there's another group called Ezra. One was in France and one was in Germany. And he does mention such a possibility of it being permitted. He mentions this, the source of this svara was also mentioned by Rabbi Zil Hildesheimer and by Rishim Shon Raphael Hirsch, this leniency of allowing them to sing together based on this svara. He himself actually is somewhat hesitant in regards to this svara. He says that it does not seem to make sense. Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy means when a person wants to hear the words, it's difficult to hear the words under those circumstances. But the attractiveness of the woman's voice is not based on the words, it's based on the pleasant of the sound. So is the concept of Shelo Mishnamoy would be hesitant to apply over there. But he said, under the circumstances of the need for the purpose of Kiruv, etc., one can rely upon it. So that's not a general heter that one can rely upon. There's a second Svara that we should use this Svara Shekolim Mishnamoy in a different way. Since I do not recognize which woman is singing, I'm not which woman's voice I'm hearing, because the sounds sort of harmonize and synthesize together. So I'm not really hearing a sound of a woman singing directly. I know which woman, so I'm not going to be attracted to any specific woman. Is that permitted? So this ties into the question, which we still have to clarify. If one hears the sound of a woman singing on the radio broadcast or from a cassette tape, is there any concern of Kol Bishayir in those situations where the person does not see the woman singing? And potentially even further, the person is not even familiar with the woman who's singing, does not know what she looks like, etc. What is the law in that situation? So we have to clarify that. And that would then theoretically apply back to over here. If that case would be permitted, can we make that argument over here where the woman is present, but you cannot pick out specifically which woman is the one who is singing? Would that argument apply as well? And that is something to be discussed still. So we have to clarify the issue regards to radio, and then apply it back over here. Meanwhile, have a good day.